Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Well, thank you, Mary, my friend, Mary. Mary is terrific. She has been my announcer for many, many years, as she said. Dixon Brothers is a water garden and pond supply company, and when I first went out to call on her, I realized there is a stellar voice that we need to be using on radio, and I finally thought, you know what, I need an announcer. Mary Traveland has been my announcer all that time. Thank you, Mary. And if you get out to Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N, tell her I was really bragging about her, because it's true. We are here to talk about the plants at your place. Beautiful weekend. Great time to go into garden centers today. They're all open and ready for you. Not maybe at 8 o'clock, but soon will be. 800-288-WBAP is our phone number, and we're all open and ready for you as well. If you have a gardening question left over from what you were doing yesterday or in anticipation of what you might do later today, give me a call, please. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. It's nice to have you as a listener here, and we hope you will be every Sunday morning at this time. Lee Ariza will be catching the phone call, so his will be the first voice that you hear, and then we'll have you on the air soon thereafter. We have open lines all the way through as we get the program underway now. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We're joined right now by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist from the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden, where things are popping out all over the place. It's a great garden. Steve, good morning. Appreciate you joining us. What do you have today?
Well, good morning, Neil. It is a beautiful day. We are so thankful to have some nice weather so that we can get out and enjoy the garden. We have replanted the floral clock at the entrance to the garden. It now has a beautiful new design of a butterfly in it because we have an upcoming butterfly exhibit April 6. But anyway, this is also a good time of the year to visit the Japanese garden. I love the winter garden, and especially in the Japanese garden, because you can notice all the different textures and hues of green among all the evergreen plants that we have in the Japanese garden. And, of course, you'll see the needle-like textures of the Austrian and Japanese black pines, as well as the blue needles of the Atlas cedars. We have scale-like texture on the foliage of Cryptomeria, or Japanese cedar. This is a fast-growing, tall evergreen. It's coniferous, native to Japan. We have small elliptical leaves of Asian jasmine, lots of that in the Japanese garden. And then we have the strap-like foliage of cast iron plant. We have broad, bold leaves of Fatsia japonica. And then finally, we have the large, oval, stiff texture of the magnolias. So really, the whole Japanese garden is a study in texture, especially during the winter, when you can see and appreciate all the green. Is just gorgeous.
It is fun. You can see the whole concept of how the garden was laid out, and you can get a feeling for the rock quarry, all of the things, the history of the Japanese garden. It's one of your newest gardens. Is there anything newer than the Japanese garden?
Oh, we have several, such as the water conservation garden.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Your xeriscape garden, some of those. Yeah, that's right. But it is about 35, 40 years old now, and just
40,
a
glorious
garden. Yes. I was there when it was being built, Steve. Oh, man. Creaked around. No wonder the knees hurt. That's great. Folks, it is a beautiful place to visit and very serene. You just forget that you're 2 miles from downtown Fort Worth. Now, I want to go back on the butterfly exhibit just a little bit. Butterflies in the garden, March 1 through April 6, so that's 5 or 6 weeks. But toward the end of that, it's like any big special event like this. Toward the end of it, the tickets just get crushed together. Everybody gets frantic. I gotta go, gotta go. And so it's really kind of fun to go earlier midtime in it, isn't it? And even with that, you need to get your tickets ahead of time.
Exactly. And people can buy timed entry tickets online on our website right now. The exhibit is open daily 10 to 4, so you can choose any time slot you want, and then you show up at that time slot to view the exhibit. But anyway, we've got the banners up on University Drive. The clock is planted with a butterfly design. We're ready. So
you are ready.
It's just a couple of weeks before this thing opens.
Bring on the butterflies. How do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And the website is fwbg.org. It's an organization. It is the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. That's an easiest website to the easiest URL to remember. 24-hour information number.
That is 817-392-5510.
I know your workload is really picking up now. There's just so much to get done. Steve, I really appreciate you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
All right. Talk to you next Sunday. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the aforementioned Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by Busy Bees Pest Control. And Busy Bees is many, many years old now and many, many employees and just wonderful. That's all there is to it. They came to me very highly recommended. I had another pest control company that went national and all their advertising money went national, and it doesn't matter. These people are so much better at Busy Bees anyway, and the neat thing about this is that they are right here in our area. Now, I'm going to give you a toll-free number, but they're right here. Busy Bees has served North Texas since 1967. They started out as a small company. Now they have dozens and dozens of employees. Bed bugs, bees and wasps, ants, fleas, termites, other unwanted pests in your home, you contact Busy Bees and they are goners. They'll get rid of them for you. They'll trap and remove other unwanted animals such as raccoons, squirrels, birds, and so many more. Small infestations can quickly get out of hand. Call the best. Call Busy Bees. Busy Bees provides pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They are truly a full-service pest elimination company. Now, the number to call, and I'm just going to give you their toll-free number, 1-855-BUSY-BEE. Now, there's a very important note in here. If you go to their website, busybees.com, or if you try to call that toll-free number, it's BIZZYBEE. And in the website, busybees.com, 1-855-BUSY-BEE, BIZZYBEE. And the website, busybees.com, Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. I'm just spelling all over the place. Wow, how about that? Let's start out with our friend Dorothy in Milford. Dorothy, how are you?
I am great.
Good.
With this weather, I'm really great.
It's nice, isn't it? It
yes.
Sure is. Well, what's going on?
Well, my roses are already leafing out.
Right. Isn't it amazing? It was so cold just a week or two ago, and look at them now.
Yeah, I usually plan on it on trimming everything on the 15th.
Well, you're a day late, and they're a day farther grown, but I'd get it done, Dorothy. They're only going to get more leafed out, and you need to do it as soon as you can.
Okay, all right. And when you say 50%,
right, this is for bush roses.
What?
That's for bush roses. Any
yeah.
any type
yes,
of bush roses.
Yes, that's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean take 50% of the limbs off, or cut it to 50% of its height?
Let me explain it in detail, and I see Mina, I think it is, in Justin with the very same question right after you. I may have no calls after I answer yours, Dorothy. One call does all. Cleans my board for me. So 800-288-WBAP. Let me give you the number now because I may watch everything happen here. 800-288-9227. Let's say that you have a rose bush that is 4 feet tall after last year's growth. When you are finished pruning, it should be 2 feet tall, plus or minus an inch or two. It's not that precise, but somewhere around half as tall. And you should take out first with lopping shears all of the canes that are obviously weak and mangled and are never going to amount to anything. There always are those. Just reach in with your lopping shears, your long-handled loppers, and clip those out. And then start pruning the bigger branches back by half. And each time that you make a cut, you want to look for the buds. They're very visible buds. Well, they're little shoots of growth now on yours. Prune right above one that faces away from the trunk, away from the center of the plant. That's very much like we do with peaches and plum trees, because that encourages horizontal growth. You want roses to spread out so that they get good sunshine and good air circulation. It doesn't matter if it's a miniature bush rose or a grandiflora rose or anything in between. You prune 50%. They'll be half as tall.
And I bought a tree rose because the roses on it were so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to trim it.
Well, the tree rose is the same rose. It's just been trained in tree form. It's like a tree form crepe myrtle. It's just all in the training. You're not going to be able to cut it 50%. If it's 4 feet tall, you cut it 2 feet tall, you're going to have a stick rose.
Yeah.
And so you just have to, that's a very manipulated plant. And so you just need to, you need to do what you can do with it.
Well, now I have been cutting, when I cut a rose off of it, I make it a long stemmed one.
Good.
Is that okay?
You just want to pretty much maintain the canopy that it had when it came to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad to hear from you.
I am glad to talk to you, and thank you for this gorgeous 2 or 3 days we're going to have.
You're right, just like I had a hand in it. Dorothy, I appreciate your call. Have a good day.
Will do.
Bye-bye. All right. All righty, and I'll let Lee talk to Mina and see if she would like to stay around. Maybe she has another rose question, or maybe I didn't answer the one that she had. Anyway, Brian in Oak Point on fireplace ashes. A lot of people ask about that, and I'll have the straight scoop for you there. Let me tell you right now that our office has just opened, and we are ready to roll with the book offer for Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Let me tell you where I am in the this is a self-published effort, folks. I am doing this book totally by myself in terms of all the writing, all the photographs, with the exception of one photograph that my editor has contributed. We are a team of three. Carolyn Skye is my editor, and Cindy Smith is the wonderful graphic designer, and we three have done this book. I wanted to self-publish just to have control over what the book looked like. I have not been happy with publishers and royalties and all of that. I'll sell a lot less, but I'm happy to do it this way. It's available through my website. It's available through my magazine office. You need to deal with one or the other, and we have the pre-production price still going on. I will turn in the final manuscript to the printer. I have promised them a week from tomorrow, so sometime in the next few days, we're going to call the printer and say, here's how many we want. And we're going to get a final bid price, because this book is 100 pages longer than it was expected to be. I'm holding the price at $24.95. You have never gotten a book this big for $24.95 that took 9 months to write, I don't believe. Not in this last 50 years. Anyway, it's going to be really comprehensive. It is not a revised version of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That book's 23 years old. This is going to be so much more thorough. All of my calendar information, all of my poster information, and a million times more going into this book. If you're not satisfied, I'll refund every penny of it. $24.95 plus $7 postage, or there's an even better deal out there, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, which has won wonderful national awards as the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's in its 28th year right now. You get that at half price if you buy it at the very same time that you buy the book, and if they're going to the same mailing address. Don't miss that chance. All of this is going to change drastically once we commit to a press number. Call, and that'd be $36.90 total price for the book and the magazine. Call before 10 today. Call before 10, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. We're one person short at my office. If it's busy, call right back, please. 1-800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Thank you very much, and they are good. Let me tell you right now about Norway Irrigation. Bill Jensen has been my friend for 44 years. I have watched him first in the nursery industry and more recently for the last 32 years with Norway Irrigation. And he is all about class. He is about ultimate class in what he does. He will not compromise the quality of his work just to be able to give you a lower bid. Lower prices, and they're not going to be much lower. You might as well invest just a little bit more and get the very, very best with Norway Irrigation. Lower prices mean the pipes are probably not going to be as deep in the ground, because covering up trenches is a major way that people cut costs. They're probably not going to use the good equipment that Bill uses. He features Weathermatic equipment, and his design work is impeccable. It's just great. They have a long history of working with architects, designers, homeowners, and landscaping companies on all sizes of projects. I'm here to tell you that the man that does my sprinkler work, the company, they do, by the way, diagnostics and service work even on systems they did not install. He is not the biggest sprinkler irrigation company in the Metroplex or in the world. I did that in the backwards order, because he doesn't want to have to sacrifice any control or any quality of the work that they perform. That's Norway Irrigation, the best it gets. Norway, please take my, trust me on this one, at least get them to bid the job. If you can get Bill, if I can get you to have Bill come look at the job, I know that he'll win you over, because they are good. Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292, 972-446-3292, Norway Irrigation. Now it's yours, Lee. All right, and I guess something died off there. Not sure exactly what happened. Let me tell you about Dixon Brothers. It must be a machinery problem. I heard a little voice, and we'll just go right on to Dixon Brothers. You heard Mary Travland early in the program announce my program, and I told you she was with Dixon Brothers. Dixon Brothers is outstanding. They have a 20,000 square foot showroom. It is incredible. Anything that touches water, you'll find at Dixon Brothers. Anything that's involved with ponds or pools, just anything that you might want to have, you'll find at Dixon Brothers. Nobody has better equipment. Now, if you've had freeze damage and you would like to have them come out and get your pool or your pond in working order, here is the number. Get them on the speed dial, 972-288-7537. I'll do that again, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians will repair the system and install a freeze guard to protect you from further freeze damage. Again, that's 972-288-7537. Now, they're closed on Sundays. They'll be happy to help you first thing tomorrow. Their licensed techs can install a freeze guard. It'll turn off when weather warms up. It turns on when it's below 38 degrees. They have all the cold weather pond supplies you might need and all of those repairs you might need after this cold winter. 41 years, Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Nice people. Friends of mine, and they are great in water gardening and pools and pumps and motors. 972-288-7537. They are at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Schaap.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day.
That is my favorite place to get to volunteer, and I have to tell you that these last 9 months while I've been writing my book, they've hardly seen my face come through their door over there as a volunteer, and I'm ready. I'm ready to get back to helping. And they don't use a lot of volunteers. A lot of mine is fundraising and public speaking on behalf of Serenity, things of that sort, and I'm glad to help them, but boy, it's been a dearth the last 9 months, and I want to go back and tell them I'm still out there. I still care. Great people. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Mina, is it Mina in Justin?
That's right.
Well, how are you doing? Good morning.
We're doing fine, thank you. I heard the other lady, but I had read previously that if you have a climbing rose, you should wait and trim it after it blooms.
That's correct.
So now, I'm assuming ours is climbing because it's clear up to the eaves of the house and it's kind of folding back.
Yeah, a climbing rose has very little support to its stems. It just kind of flops.
So do I want to wait until after that blooms and then do I cut it back 50%?
No. If I you do wait until after it blooms if it's a climbing rose. There are plenty of tall roses that will get to eaves. So I'm not going to automatically sign off and say, yes, you have a climbing rose. I would say that the odds are pretty good that you do. But anyway, if it's a climbing rose, you prune it right after it blooms. There really are two answers on climbing roses, because something has happened in, thanks to the hybridizers in the last 30, 40 years that has changed the answer a little bit. But the old answer, especially for old climbing roses that bloomed only in the spring, they would bloom like the blackberries that I was talking to Randy with in the last hour.
It blooms twice at least.
Okay, if it blooms more than once, then you probably need to prune it a little bit all along. The old-fashioned climbing roses, like Climbing Blaze, would bloom only in the spring, and they would bloom on growth that they made the prior year. So you dare not prune them in February. You have to wait until after they bloom. Lady Banksia rose is the most common example that we have of a spring-only bloomer. And you prune it right after it blooms. In the case of the ever-blooming climbing roses like Improved Blaze or like Don Juan and some of the others, those you would prune all along, not very much at a time, just to groom them and keep them shaped. You try not to do major pruning of them.
Okay. And so I just prune it all through the year.
You prune it all through the year. If you have right now, if you have branches that are flopping out onto the ground or slapping you in the face at a gate or something, you can trim those off now. Any weak canes, any weak stems, twigs that are not going to bloom, not going to amount to anything, you can prune those off now. But otherwise, I would let it bloom and then do some modest pruning at that point. And if it reblooms, do some more modest pruning. Try not to let it get clear up to the eaves. Try to keep it in a manageable size. It has to be a contributing partner to your landscape first and foremost, and then you want to do the best grooming you can do to keep it blooming properly.
Okay, and a second question. A friend told me that I might possibly get some new plants from it, so I cut off a couple and put them in a pot of potting soil.
I know. I'll tell you what, let me stop you long enough to tell you, I have really good detailed information on my website at neilsperry.com. That's a 30-minute discussion of how to root things from cuttings, and I have a really good discussion there. If you'll go to neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Actually, I have the 1001 Most Asked Questions book that that I wrote a few years ago. I went through it and completely updated it about 6 months ago, and it's on my website, and that's one of the things. So you'll
great,
find that.
I'll check it out.
Atta girl. I appreciate your call so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. I can help Brian in Oak Point fairly quickly. I'm going to bring him on rather than making him wait through a newscast. Brian, this is Neil. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Two things. First house was a fireplace, and I've been throwing the ashes on the backyard.
All right, and you live in Oak Point, and what is your soil in Oak Point?
Sandy loam.
All right, you may be okay with that. Fireplace ashes in the Metroplex are a disaster because they are highly, highly alkaline, and they just add to our problems. If you are in a soil on a soil that is alkaline, or if you have irrigation water that is alkaline, they really need to go to the landfill. You don't want to put them on your lawn. It's okay in East Texas, but not okay in the Metroplex.
Okay, great. And then I want to put a shrub around the fence line of the property, and I want something tall. I was looking at that Chinese holly because I want something that's green or colored year-round. Do you think a Chinese holly is a good choice?
I think it's a great choice, but I don't think you'll ever find it. Ilex cornuta, the standard Chinese holly, I've never seen it in a nursery. Your best option, if you want something 8 to 12 or 14 feet tall, would be Nellie R. Stevens holly or Oak Leaf or Oakland hollies or Marinelle hollies. Those are all – I'm a holly fanatic because they are so dependable, but I would go between Nellie R. Stevens and Oakland hollies. Oakland and Oak Leaf. I'm sorry, Oakland and Oak Leaf look the same to me. In 1 year, you'll see a lot of one. I'm not sure they're different plants. I'm not convinced they are. But anyway, those or Nellie R. Stevens. Nellie R. Stevens is my favorite holly of all time. Brian, I didn't realize you had the second question. I would have waited till after news. I really need to get to Jerry with his newscast. I appreciate your call. I think that'll get you started. I have a list of the best plants by height, both on my Facebook page and my notes and on my website at neilsperry.com. So thank you. Folks, give us a call right now. We've cleared several calls off. We have Wayne and Azel ahead of you. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Want to tell you right now about Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney. These are two wonderful hospitals. Baylor Medical Center at McKinney and Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano offer comprehensive breast imaging services for residents of Collin and surrounding communities, Collin County and surrounding communities. Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano are equipped with advanced technology and accurate diagnoses. From digital mammography units, a digital mammography allows radiologists to manipulate images and focus more clearly on areas of concern. In addition to digital mammography, Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano offer breast MRI, breast ultrasound, cyst aspirations, and breast biopsy. Their caring, highly skilled staff is ready to provide you with a quality screening and diagnostic mammography as well as bone density screenings. For more information about breast imaging services at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800, the number 4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. On personal note, I will tell you that Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved 9 years ago, and Baylor McKinney is where my wife proudly serves on the board and loves every moment of it. Some other time, I'll tell you about an encounter we had at a copy shop about COPY copy shop about 11 o'clock at night just a few nights ago with one of the Baylor employees. How impressive that was. She is in the ER at Baylor McKinney, and something she has done is just spectacular. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, we love them. Baylor Hospital System.
Traffic can be bad any time of day. That's why we check on it every hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM WBAP.
It's almost finished, and it's going to be the most beautiful comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's a completely new book that combines the best of my complete guide to Texas gardening, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. We're going to print it right here in Texas. The special pre-order price is just $24.95. It's the lowest price we will ever offer. Once we commit to a press count in a few days, the price will go up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. Or our best offer, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. Shipping and handling for either offer, $7. The book will be released during March. It will be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
And good morning to you. It's 8:33 at the Brightling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton, WBAP 24/7 News. A Dallas shooting suspect surrenders. The story after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast: patchy fog, then partly sunny and warm with a high of around 71. Will be cloudy tonight, but mild. Only 57 for the low. Tomorrow we'll start out again with some patchy fog, and then partly sunny by afternoon. Winds out of the south, shifting to the north, gusting up to 20 miles an hour, 72 for the high tomorrow. We've got fog, 52 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Things starting to smooth down just a little bit. Only a couple of accidents to look at. One in Grand Prairie. It's a wreck on I-30 eastbound at Beltline Road. And in Fort Worth, police working an accident on Trinity Boulevard at Precinct Line Road. Well, authorities say a man suspected of shooting and wounding a Dallas police officer has turned himself in. Dallas police say that Rakeem Perkins surrendered to police last night, was taken to a hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound to the leg. School districts across the country warning parents they may need to delay summer vacation plans thanks to all the snow that we've had this winter. Even in Dover, New Hampshire, school superintendent Antonio Fernandez says students may be kept in school closer to July.
And of course, we still have two more weeks of February, and we have all of March. So I cross my fingers.
And another storm hitting the Northeast today with up to a foot of snow. No contamination detected after an air monitor found radiation on the underground levels of a New Mexico repository. This is where the U.S. government seals away low-grade nuclear waste. Officials say samples were taken at several sites around the waste isolation pilot plant late Friday night. Again, looking for a high today of 71 degrees. It's 52 degrees at DFW Airport. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're right back to Niels Ferry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Julie Ferraro, very, very much. She is a hero in our town. She is a hero to her students, to the parents of those students, and to those of us who serve on the advisory board of Serenity High. You know, there are special people who work in ERs. There are special people who do hospice. There are special people who train dogs. There are just a lot of special people in the world, and Julie is exactly that because she works with kids who have had a lot of strange routings of their life, and she really, if anybody can ground them and bring them back on, I mean, they have to be in recovery. They have to be serious about wanting to stay sober before they're admitted to Serenity High. And so there are restrictions, and they are very closely interviewed. But boy, it's just fun to watch the kids progress at Serenity High from the time I meet them when we go over to help or do something until they graduate. It's just really cool. So anyway, thank you, Julie Ferraro. Serenity High is in the McKinney ISD. Let me tell you right now about Bonide Weed Beater Complete. If you want a perfect lawn this year, you need to stop those old weeds before they come up and take over your lawn. And Bonide will make that happen with Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product that prevents weed seeds from germinating. It kills the weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and broadleaf weeds like clover. No match for Weed Beater Complete. Bonide Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Bonide Weed Beater Complete works through the weeds' roots and shoots, killing them before they can get started. It even kills them when they're up and growing. Bonide Weed Beater Complete is available in a convenient granular formulation for easy spreader applications. Get on your way to a picture-perfect lawn. Pick up some Bonide Weed Beater Complete. It's available at Grand Prairie Ace Hardware in Grand Prairie, of course, Northeast Texas Co-op in Sulphur Springs, Callaway's Nursery, all 17 DFW locations, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Bonide.com, it's Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Trying to call my magazine office for the book order because it has been a little confusing there this morning. That number is 800-752-4769, 800-752-GROW. But I really would like to have your call here for phone calls, for questions, and that's 800-288-WBAP. We have Wayne we're going to right now, Wayne and Azel, and then I think you'd be up next. Lee may be screening some calls. He's in a different studio. 800-288-9227. Wayne in Azel. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm just doing great. I really appreciate your call.
Well, my problem is dollar weed.
All right. Where is it growing?
In my front yard, and now it's spread to my backyard, and it's all up and down the entire block.
All right. Wayne, I want to ask you a question to make sure that I'm identifying your plant properly and giving you the right control. Are the leaves of this weed roughly the size of your thumbnail, or would they fit
yes.
and cover? Okay, or would they fit
very
and cover?
Small, they're very similar to a light clover.
All right, so they are more like your thumbnail. They would not cover the palm of your hand.
Oh, heavens, no.
All right, you have the wrong name.
Runners.
You have the wrong name. What you have is dichondra, not dollar weed.
So, dichondra?
Yes, sir, and it makes a difference in my answer because dollar weed normally, it does grow here, but it's normally, a lot of the national ads make reference to dollar weed here, dollar weed there, dollar weed everywhere, and it's not everywhere in North Texas.
Okay.
Some of those ads are based out of the South Texas area, and they have a lot more dollar weed there than we have in the North.
Okay.
Dichondra is quite.
See, we were told.
Yeah, hang on, because I can get you the help you need. Dichondra is a little late winter weed that will persist through the summer. It trails beneath the runners of the grass or right down flat on the ground, so you have to be very precise in spraying
yes.
for it. You can use any broadleafed weed killer. That's going to be a product that at least one of the ingredients will be 2,4-D. 2,4-D. Those products
okay.
will. Those are products that will say that they will control, for example, clover, dandelions, things of that sort, and they may list dichondra. They may even list on the back of the label in fine print, do not use on dichondra lawns in California. Because that plant, that same plant is used as a lawn in California. It doesn't make a good lawn here. It burns up. But but anyway, okay, so what I would do is use a pump sprayer so you can spray straight down fairly fine droplet size, not great big droplets. And if you have a tank sprayer where you're mixing it and putting it into a tank, I would put one drop of a liquid dishwashing detergent to help it hold on the leaves. Those little kidney-shaped leaves are a little like a funnel, and if you use a droplet that's too large, it'll roll off and not make contact.
Oh, all right.
So that's everything I know about dichondra control.
Okay, well, see, we were told to use a pre-emergent.
That is absolute hooey. That's absolutely wrong because
it really came on strong
Wayne,
with the pre-emergent.
Yeah, Wayne, this is a perennial weed. It comes back from itself. It does not come up from seeds. A pre-emergent's useless. Yeah,
that's what we found out.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Anyway, I certainly do thank you.
You are welcome.
I'll treat for dichondra now instead of dollar weed.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Have a great day. Thank you. All right, let me give you the phone number right now. I'm going to do our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and I'd love to hear from you on the other side of that at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call me, and we are live on this Sunday morning. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, a beautiful second half of the weekend, 800-288-9227. The SPCA of Texas dog today is Bandito. Bandito is a handsome and sweet boy. Can't wait to find his forever family. Precious one-year-old pointer mix was surrendered to the SPCA of Texas on January 17, and Bandito is an active dog who gets along very well with other dogs and children, and he's house-trained. If you're looking for a fun and loving companion, bring the whole family, including other canine friends, in to meet Bandito today. Now, to view all of the dogs and cats and goats and horses and whatever they have, I mean, they put them all up there, that the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit this website. It's spca.org/findapet. SPCA.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Bandito's already been neutered. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines, and he is at 8411 Stacy Road, 8411 Farm to Market 720 in the McKinney Shelter. They're open noon to 6, 7 days a week. Bandito is your guy. The McKinney Shelter, 8411 Stacy Road, is the place. It's in Southwest McKinney, right just east of Custer. The SPCA shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Again, noon to 6, 7 days a week. When you go in, I hope you'll look around, and if Bandito has been adopted or maybe isn't the right match for you, they have a dog or a cat who will be. please, please go in. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. We go back to our phone lines. We go to Claude in Jacksboro. Claude, this is Neil. Good morning.
How you doing, brother?
I am doing very well, brother. Thank you, sir.
Hey, this sunshine's something, isn't it?
It helps. It really helps.
Yeah. Hey, Neil, I've got a dang invasion of a little old sticker weed. And when you mow it, it gets in your tires and in your shoes and in the house and in the carpet. And then Mama's not happy. It roots like St. Augustine, it'll root and then it'll run out there, 6, 7, 8 inches and root again and then just spread
right.
Like wildfire.
Now, Claude, let me ask you a question. Are you talking about regular grass burrs, sand burrs?
No, they're not a grass burr. It's just, it's not clover burr.
Well, okay, let me tell you, how am I going to help? There are a lot of plants through the history of evolution and the creation and all of the other ways that we have living beings, there are a lot of plants that transmit their seeds by having burrs. And so I want to be accurate in my answer, but I'm not sure what you have. A lot of people will say, no, that's not grass burrs, and then I find out it really is.
No, it's not a grass burr.
All right. Well, then I need to ask you a couple of very critical questions. Well, I'm getting a lot of clatter in the phone. It's killing my eardrums. Yeah, thanks. The questions that are just critical to my answer. Is it a grass of any kind?
Well, no.
Okay, so it has broad leaves. It's a broad-leafed weed.
Yes. They have a little small broad-leaf weed, I'd say. Oh, somewhere maybe the leaves are maybe a half inch or maybe a little smaller.
Okay, and what color are the flowers?
Well, I'm not sure about the flowers, but...
Because there are lots of grasses that have wide leaves. When I talk about broadleaf plant, I mean it doesn't have grass seed. It gets very complicated in trying to help people. Mm-hmm. The simple answer is if it is not a grass, then a broadleafed weed killer applied on a 70-degree day like now. Is it out there right now?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the hard part.
If it's a 70-degree day and it's not a grass, a broadleafed weed killer will control it. That's going to be a product that contains 2,4-D. It's going to be labeled for clover and dandelions and poison ivy and dichondra and dollar weed and all these things we've talked about this morning. And it will kill anything that is not a grass. You have to be very careful not to get it near young vegetable transplants, for example, or seedlings coming up. But if it's not a grass, a broadleafed weed killer will kill it. You can be very precise in applying it. If it is an annual weed that comes up every winter and then is a problem in the spring, then in early September, you can put out a pre-emergent weed killer granule containing Gallery. That's a one-week window that you have, the first week of September, Gallery, to keep it ever from germinating if it's an annual weed. I'm giving you ifs because I don't know what it is. And then on the other side, if you miss it or forget to do that, or if some of it germinates anyway, then you can use this post-emergent spray containing 2,4-D. I prefer the products that are just 2,4-D products, don't have any of the other weed killers in them, but they're harder to find. Most of the national chain stores have the combination products. Your local independent hardware stores and nurseries and maybe some of the feed stores are likely to have 2,4-D by itself. That's the best answer. That's the best answer I can get to without without knowing the plant better.
Okay, well, what this thing, cold weather doesn't even bother this.
That's cool season weed. We've established that. That's why I ask if it's out there now.
Yeah, it's out there now.
My answer is I'll stand on my answer.
Okay.
I'm taking no more cards, dealer.
Okay, just a broadleaf weed killer?
Yeah, take a sample into a really good a farm store. Just say, is this a broadleaf plant? Just confirm, I think it is. Neil thought it sounded like it, but we want to confirm. And I'm not offended. If somebody good says, no, I think Neil misunderstood you, then they trump me. I yield.
Hey, that's no problem, brother.
All right, I'm glad you called. Good luck with keeping Mama happy.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's my second day after Valentine's Day commentary. Let's keep Mama happy. All right. Now, let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It involves my magazine, if you care for it, too, but it also involves the brand new book that I am just about. I mean, I'm 99.9. I have typed every word other than the dedication page. I have done everything except proofreading. I have finished 840 photographs for this book. The book is 100 pages longer than I said it would be when we bid the price at $24.95, and I posted that price on my website. I'm holding to that price. I'm losing money on the deal, and it's also going to be about 2 weeks later than I had promised it would be because of all of that, but it's going to be a bargain. $24.95 for Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It will tell you everything you need to have for trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit, and vegetables, and we've even brought in all of my calendars that used to sell for $16 or $17. I've put the information of what to do month after month, 48 pages of monthly information, 4 pages per month of what needs to be done each month. All the posters that we have, the detailed 120 best perennials, they're all in this, page after page of these incredibly comprehensive charts. It's all there. Lots of text on how to be successful in gardening. The book will be a lot more money after we commit to a press count. I'm giving you the preprint offer of $24.95 plus $7 postage. There's an even better offer out there. Most people are taking this. Get my magazine at half price if you buy it at the same time that you are buying the book. That's just $36.90 total price for that, plus the $7 postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed 100% on all of this. I will turn in the final manuscript, all photos, everything, a week from tomorrow. And sometime in the next few days, we're going to have to do a press count of how many copies we want to order. So I've got to have your order soon. And that is $24.95 book only and $36.90 book and magazine, plus the $7 postage. 1-800-752-GROW. We're one person short. They may have to put you on hold. If it's busy, please call right back. They'll be there till 10 or after. 1-800-752-GROW. You can also order at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 800-752-4769.
February is the time to prepare your whole landscape for spring. Shades of Green has the experience to guide you in the right direction with their wide selection of organic products, fertilizers, mulches, compost, and pre-emergence. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful live oak, Chinese pistache, red oak, and Eldorica pine, just to name a few. Shades of Green is definitely the right place for the right plant with over 7 acres of plants, from organic herbs to specimen trees. They specialize in drought-tolerant and hard-to-find varieties. Need some planting ideas and suggestions? Give them a call to sign up for a landscape consultation with their in-house designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Shades of Green, for the right plant, right place.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
That's my wife of 46 years. Mighty proud of her. I told her that last night right before we passed out from fatigue from the landscape school. It's just fun to work alongside her and look over there. She's a beautiful lady and a sweet person and a leader in our community. Really proud of her on the school board in McKinney for 32 years now. Whiz Q Stone. Mike Wisnan and his son Derek own and operate this business. Mike's dad started it in 1983. And if you need stone, you need Whiz Q Stone. That's Whiz Q as in Wisnan Quarry. That's where the name came from. I always wondered, so I finally asked. They have natural stone, beautiful stone, flagstone, cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. Whatever the look you can envision, you take a photograph, you take measurements, and you take your vision out to Whiz Q Stone, and you sit and talk to them, and they will help you make that dream become reality. Now, they do not do the installation. Indeed, they have access to the finest landscape contractors in North Texas. They're very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Contracting Association. They will hook you up with the best people to do your work for you. Pottery, pavestone, they have it all. That's Whiz Q Stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Derek does their website, Son Derek, and that's whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 22 acres of beautiful stone. Whiz Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Let's go to Greg in Pilot Point. Greg, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I got a question about briar. I've been helping a friend chop down some briar off some oak trees on a tree line, and I was wondering what is the best way to keep it from coming back.
Okay, let me tell you, I have about a minute to tell you, and I'll tell you based on 7 acres of experience at my home in Collin County. We had it chest deep when we bought our property. Neighbor brush hogged it to the ground. 99% of it never came back, Greg. It just doesn't have the oomph to come back.
Good.
Some of it does, and those that do usually have a great big tuber or extremely heavy fibrous roots. I'm holding my two hands together and interlacing my fingers. It almost looks like that. It's like a grid for a highway interchange system or something when you look at it. And in those cases, spraying it with any kind of weed killer is a waste because there isn't enough leaf area to get enough of the weed killer down to all of that root. And so for that 1% that I had left over, I take a sharpshooter spade and pop it out in 10 seconds and it's gone. There's either a tuber or those roots, and 10 or 20 seconds and that plant is gone. Move on to the next one. After a year or two, you hardly will see it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Appreciate the call. Linda and Frisco, June and Fairview, hang with me. You'll be right on the other side of the news. Folks, once again, the number to my magazine office, because I know it's very hectic trying to get in, 800-752-4769. The number here with a plant question is 800-288-WBAP. We'll be back after the news.